In the capacity of a corporation, as you've mentioned, in your work that you do with regard to natural renewable resources, is your group of people that are brainstorming over how to help save the planet, are you a corporation?
I am a corporation. I fit right into the model. There's a partnership of three males, and our employees are five females. I think that, you know, if I looked back to the early 60s, and where I was as an adolescent sort of coming to some kind of understanding of context for being, the notion of environmentalism was non-existent. It wasn't even a word.
So you're actually stating that the stimuli that you experienced as a child had no regard whatsoever for consideration of our environment at hand?
It didn't have a word. It didn't have a way of even conversing on it. It was recognized that, say, living on the shores of Lake Ontario, the water deterioration was manifest. It was sludge and dead fish rolling up on the shore all the time. It was in our face, but without a name, we couldn't even start to shift our thinking about how we related to it, why this came to be.
Earlier you spoke about how we've become divisible as humanity in its total context. Where do you find, in the psychology of the way humans are operating at this time, are they learning from the past, or are they continuing to make the same mistakes over and over again?
That's the big question. Are we a species that actually can consciously self-adapt? That's the notion of culture, is that we redefine ourselves and our directions and understandings of our economic life through the sense of who we are in the universe. And are we going to do that? It doesn't look like it right now. It certainly doesn't look like we can overcome our addiction. Certainly all of mass media and all of the face of our civilization is in total opposition to what it's going to take to start relating to the world as givers rather than takers.
What words would you offer anybody who's listening now to help them understand and help you and people who think like you about maintaining our culture to the point where we can actualize and realize a better, safer living environment? What words would you offer?
We will only do this together, that it is through finding common cause amongst ourselves and not incessantly studying it. We've done that. We understand it. There's already a consensus in large measure about this direction that we've taken as being unsustainable. It clearly means that the future is non-existent. And so the language is all there. The understanding is almost all there. It is now in our actions and how we choose to participate in our mutual coordination and commerce.
Well, I must say that within the last 10 years of what I've witnessed of this planet's efforts to go towards a more livable condition, some of it is pure conjecture by major governments, and others, I believe, have it in their hearts that they would like the changes to happen that are required. Since these two opposing views are butting heads, how will they ever come to agreement that saving the planet should be their primary directive?
I think I have to put my faith in the emergent forces that the Earth garners for this challenge. You know, it is all a feedback. It is all what we do comes back at us, and the repercussions are now being felt everywhere. We've talked earlier about Katrina and the effect of that. We just witnessed a virtual genocide in the United States because of the extraordinary dysfunction that's emerged in that center of the empire. We're all party to it, and we're all affected by it. And are we going to be able to shift from that notion that we're at war with the world, or an outcome here where our realizations exceeded our reactiveness to crisis?
So there would be some positiveness that you could derive from this particular tragedy.
Yeah, as long as we could amuse ourselves and convince ourselves that it really isn't going to be as bad as we suspect in our deeper selves.